And about this time on a Friday, we catch up with one of our local vets, Dr. Natasha, who's with us from the Orange Vet Hospital. G'day, Natasha.
G'day, everyone.
Now, snake bites. Snakes are out in full force already, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We've seen starting to see a couple, which is not great.
No,
but, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you've already seen quite a few. Do you know what snakes, or I guess it just kind of...
Probably the most common ones we see around Orange are probably your browns.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Copperheads and your odd red-belly black. Mm-hmm. They're probably the three main ones that we see around Orange.
Okay, so... being it warm, I know that, for example, sometimes I let my dog out when I'm still inside, just into the backyard. I'll go do a couple of things and come back out and join him. But I can imagine in that time, that's the dangerous part, right, when I'm not watching him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I think it depends on your yard and your setting and, mm-hmm. And all of those things. I think probably your high-risk settings are, say, you're going for a walk around Gosling Creek and you've got your dog off the lead and...
Yeah.
They go and find something there.
Sure.
And
go for a sniff in the reeds. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And often, the way that dogs work, they think that that's, I found something that's going to play with me. Like, they're not realising the danger that a snake mm-hmm. can pose as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's not always practical to keep your dog in a lead. It's why people go to those places so they can let their dog off a lead.
Sure.
But I guess, bearing in mind that maybe it's worthwhile keeping your dog on a lead.
Especially at the moment, right?
Yeah.
So say you haven't had your eyes on the dog the whole time.
Yep.
What are some of the initial warning signs that they might have been bitten?
Probably one that we get, a big one, is if you see your dog collapse and then they get back up and they look like they're completely normal again. I would say like an apparent recovery because they haven't. That can certainly be a sign that they've actually received a lethal dose of the snake venom. If you're any wobbliness or weakness, sometimes they'll urinate and like they'll poo and wee and they don't seem to have control of their bowels. That can be a sign as well. Sometimes that's associated with collapse too. If they have a vomit, their eyes can go a bit funny, like dilated pupils. They might not be blinking as often, tremors, shaking. I mean, they can so varied, which can make it difficult to diagnose. And also different things can cause your pet to do those things too. So it's not always... Not always black and white.
Yeah, of course. But that's why we come to you guys, obviously. Yep. I guess, how quickly do you need to get them to the vet?
Depending on the signs your dog shows, quickly.
Yeah, okay, as soon as possible.
Yeah, if you had a dog that you knew had seen playing with the snake, you saw collapse, then got up and looked back to normal, get him to us as soon as you can.
Okay. So and I imagine anti-venom's a big part of that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is the mainstay of treatment.
Sure.
So
when you see a dog that's been bitten by a snake, what generally happens from there? Once you rush them in, I imagine.
Yep, we get them out the back. We obviously, inform the owner, seek permission, because there are costs and everything involved.
Mm-hmm.
They get an IV placed, they go on a drip, they get a few meds before we start giving the anti-venom to try and reduce the risk of like reaction.
Sure.
And then we get that anti-venom into them.
The bites that you've seen so far, recovery is possible?
Recovery, okay. I would say, with timely treatment, it is fantastic.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, never 100%, and it can always be, you can have the odd one, probably more so with brown snakes, where you give them the vial of anti-venom, you think they're doing really well, and then for whatever reason,
just doesn't work.
Something changes, and, yeah, sometimes those dogs need a second vial of anti-venom, but sometimes, I'm thinking of a case in particular where it was overnight and we left the clinic and the dog was bright as a button and came back and they had passed away overnight. Mm. And that dog obviously needed a second vial of anti-venom. But
you can't, it sounds like you can't tell, right?
It's difficult to predict
at
the time.
Sure, sure.
If they don't respond well to the first vial, then, sometimes it's a no-brainer. You give them a second vial, especially if you know that they have been bitten,
mm-hmm.
But it's not always, they're tricky. But yes, treatment is fantastic. The anti-venom works really, really well. And I would say most of the time with getting them to the vet in a timely manner and timely treatment, they go home often within 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, wow. 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock and we're talking to Dr. Natasha, who's a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. If you do have a question about snake bites, you can text them in on 0467 922 684 in regard to your pets. I'm not at all saying that you should go looking for the snake after it's bitten the dog, obviously. But if you do catch what the snake looked like, is that helpful?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, if you can bring us a picture or, you know,
sure.
You know, manage to get a picture of you got a suspicion that it's definitely useful. Because I guess it gives us more of an idea of what signs we might be looking for. You know, black snake, you know, does have a few different signs compared to a brown snake.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the antivenin that we use is multivalent most of the time, so it doesn't necessarily make a huge difference in how we treat, but I guess can give us more of a suspicion. If we were arming and ahhing, was the dog bitten, weren't they bitten, and mm-hmm. you said it was a brown snake and they weren't showing signs that we typically see with a brown snake, that might make us less, you know, oh, maybe they weren't bitten. So it's useful. We love information. So the more information you can give us, the better.
Now, we've been talking a lot about dogs, but I imagine that there's obviously risk of other pets being bitten, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's talk maybe cats,
yep.
right? I mean, I know that cats they're a bit smarter than dogs. They might not necessarily yep. go find the snake, but it's yep. still possible, obviously.
Absolutely. Cats do present quite differently to okay. dogs because dogs, I mean, look, dogs, you know, often think it's a bit of a game. Cats are, they're a little bit more cluey. And I think just in their general behaviour, like cats are a lot calmer. They don't move around as much as dogs. So dogs, you know, they get bitten by a snake and they'll often be, you know, super boisterous. The venom circulates all through their body.
Okay.
And so they tend to show more serious signs more quickly. Cats, you know, a cat might get bitten and come back into the house 2 days later, not really able to move very well, not very well, like just sort of collapsed and a bit funny, and they've been bit by a snake, but they're still alive.
Right.
Two days later.
Yeah, like, wow. Whereas a dog is very different. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not always the case with cats. You know, sure. certainly cats can present with much more serious signs, but cats tend to, I don't know whether it's something to do with their metabolism, but they tend to.
Well, they're a different species,
and,
right? Yeah. Can we find what a snake bite looks like? I mean, is it good to, like...
I would say most of the time you're not going to find the bite.
Okay, right. Because I was wondering if that was a bit of a cluey bit, but no.
I think sometimes with black snakes, bites, there'll be a bit more of a reaction. There might be some bleeding or oozing around the bite site.
Sure.
But I reckon over 90% of them, you don't ever see any sign of the actual bite itself.
So those symptoms that you were mentioning, they're the really important part.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That collapse, the vomiting, the diarrhea, the shaking, they're probably the big ones.
Mm. No, your pet,
vomiting.
Bring them into the vet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good tagline, actually. You can keep that for free. Thanks, Natasha.
No worries.
Dr. Natasha, who's a vet at Orange Vet Hospital, joining us. You're on ABC Central West.